So I already shared a little bit with you earlier today, calming the mind, continuity of awareness.
Right.
I've been watching when the mind wants to say something. I wait, watch, and it goes away. Another thing arises. Just watching impulse to speak. Today in sitting, I think the two questions I have most are, I had a really strong sensation in the throat and chest arise. Felt like someone was pressing on or pushing on the throat and chest. And a lot of fear arose.
Oh, because of
strong
body.
Fear.
Yeah.
Well, I was watching very closely. Breathing wasn't changing. There was no problem. I could breathe. I wasn't. My throat wasn't
closing.
But did
you see your body situation before many times happened like this?
No, this was unusual. I sat down and came on really fast. Just strong
and?
Sensation here. So I stayed with it. I watched. The breath wasn't changing. So
the
reminding
attitude, feeling.
Attitude was aversion. I mean, I wanted it to go away.
Okay.
Tried going to a neutral object, and that didn't work. I stayed with it as long as I could, and eventually I stood up and left the Tama Hall because it was just...
Then what happened?
It went away.
Well, go away, right?
Yeah. So,
okay.
I guess...
If you have you watch the feeling and this object back and forth also again...
Couldn't neutral object wasn't strong and I just couldn't.
No. This object and your feeling come, your feeling and this object, this pain, this sensation.
The sensation, yeah,
come
it was
back and forth.
Tightness.
Right.
Yeah.
Feeling your did you see your reaction about this?
One more time, see your again.
Yeah, your reaction have
yeah.
about to the this sensation. Your mind is react
yeah.
right. So
yes.
you watch your reaction, and come back to object, this sensation back and forth.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. And.
Similar question. Just when normal, when I'm walking around, or just here, if discomfort or something arises in the body, anything that's sort of unusual, mind begins to worry, and that's just a very common. I'm used to that, but it's very common, and I just
so worry come again.
Yeah, worry.
Then
fear.
Every time you watch your worriness,
yeah,
that's all.
Yeah,
not very strong, right? A little bit.
It's pretty strong.
Pretty strong.
Yeah. Fear is strong.
So if you very strong, you cannot direct watch the this worriness. You come to the body another sensation and come back this worry feeling.
Yeah.
Back and forth, huh? Because it's so strong, you cannot face directly. Sometimes you come back your walking and come back your feeling.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
I've experienced tension yesterday in the body, a lot of tension just from sitting and then the mental reaction and so. And in the evening, really the pain got stronger again. But at one point it was possible to examine pain. Your words came into my mind that it's just nature. And
You apply with this attitude, this
yeah,
idea.
Yeah, right. And it really... It made it possible, just suddenly it shifted. It was just like a body experiencing pain. It was just a body sitting and just pain being pain.
Just experience, just body sensation. So then the mind is settled down.
Yeah, and the pain, it didn't disappear, but it changed.
Right,
the pain changed.
Right. Because
it was
the mind
not
is,
very
the mind is relaxed, then the pain also relieved.
Yeah.
Right.
So that was... relief, but then today there was...
It's important that toward the pain, important is the mind, how the mind think, how the mind feel. You can change your mind faster, the pain is easier to relief faster. If you cannot change your mind, then we watch the feeling. Don't think anything, just watch the feeling, continuously feeling, calm down. And if your feeling calm down, the pain also calm down. If you can think, right way or right idea, the mind immediate relief, accept mm-hmm. and let go, mm-hmm. the pain also immediately going mm-hmm. out. Mm-hmm. Change the view. Pain mm-hmm. is before, we think this pain is very painful. Mm-hmm. If your mind calms down, immediately the pain is not pain. Just sensation. The idea is change.
Yeah, the experience changes.
It only experience. Yeah. The pain become nature or experience. Yeah. Yeah. Right.
But then today, there was quite a lot of restlessness.
Mm.
And sometimes I could see where it came from. It was either lopa or dosa. But sometimes I had no idea where it came from. It was
if you
just
don't know where it came from, just watch it.
As maybe moha, maybe. I don't know.
Whatever.
And do you have some...
Huh?
How can I, you know, I find it really difficult
when
to look
the
at restlessness.
Sometimes the mind calms down, then this restless, the defilement can come, appear,
mm-hmm.
chance to come. Because of we are before, we are suppressing many things.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we are disliking, we worry, anxiety, but we are suppressed. So then when the mind calms down, naturally, unconscious level is appear,
mm-hmm.
maybe. Whatever what the cause, if you don't know the cause also, but whatever you can do is, whatever happening is not your responsibility. You cannot control anything, right? I tell many times like this. This is not your responsibility. Let go.
Yeah.
Let it be. You only think is a think right way about this experience is as experience.
Mm-hmm.
Then you watch. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That is your duty. Only thing your yogi duty is only thing right way and aware and continuous way.
Okay.
That's all, right?
Okay, thank you.
Yesterday, I'm mostly I think dealing yesterday and today with thoughts.
Thoughts.
Yes.
Yeah.
And yesterday, most of the time, I was very. It was very strong feeling of strong attachment to the thoughts. And even when I was going walking...
You want to talk, you want to think?
Yeah.
Okay.
Attached
to that, you want to think?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And it's like sense of ego...
But at the time, if you want to think, we are not aware of the thoughts. We more pay attention to the intention to talk, think, want to think. This is a more important point.
The craving for thinking.
And craving like, to think.
Yeah.
That is more important. You need to watch your intensity of one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Not thoughts. That time, thoughts cannot work.
Okay.
Because of this motivate, want to think. Very strong, the thinking is continue coming. Then you watch the thinking cannot stop.
Okay, and to
because of this is a call, this is an effect. If you notice you want to think, and then watch the desire or intention to think. Right.
Okay. Today I managed to do this more, and everything became very funny.
Mm.
And it became like lots of blabbing in the head and lots of different kind of thoughts and different kind of always want to comment
only one
something.
One topic. Many times come.
Many topics. Not just one, it's lots of.
Okay.
But then I have just one question, which sometimes it's not maybe so much connected with vipassana, but more with life. I don't know.
Whatever.
It's just the question: how, if in life I need to make some important decision? How to make it if I treat thoughts just as natural phenomena? For example, if I need to make in life some very important decision for or against something.
So intentionally you think?
Yes, and how
planning
to
or
deal with this,
whatever you need to think, intention to think.
Yes.
It's also nature, right?
But how I can make decision if I take thoughts just as...
Decision, this is a naturally you need to decide, right?
Yeah.
So think. But important is if your mind is relaxed and think right way, then you can think, decide.
Uh-huh.
If you're very complicated, the mind confused and agitation, that time you cannot decide.
So this also
maybe
comes with
wrong.
Mindfulness. And
huh?
This also comes, it's easier to make decision.
Yeah,
when we are,
if your mind is relaxed and calm, then decision is right. Can with wisdom decision. If your mind is agitation or agitate the mind, can the defilement thing, then he confused. He cannot write decision, cannot calm. So if you're very important point, you must take care of your mind peaceful or not, first. Okay. When the mind calms down, then you think again, right?
Okay. And another question. Sometimes in meditation, I have quite a lot of, it seems like some kind of a connection between the thoughts and emotion and watching what is happening.
Yeah.
But then when I get out of the meditation, lots of the things I forget. It's almost like a dream.
Yeah.
Do you suggest that I write this down after meditation, or it's not important?
What?
The realization of connection between some thought and
emotion.
If
you can write down, or you some understanding in your meditation
yes.
time, that
yeah.
you understanding, maybe you can write down. But if you are really understanding, you never forget.
Okay, sorry.
But a little bit understanding, sometimes forget.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to write down, can write down. Later, you can learn more.
Mm-hmm.
If really understanding coming, this is you. If you deep, you cannot
mm-hmm.
forget.
Okay.
Right.
Thank you.
I was mostly watching feelings, and it was more obvious during Chankamana in walking meditation mm-hmm. that every feeling.
What Chankamana? What?
In walking meditation. That every time there is some
feeling.
Like feelings
and?
Appear when some sounds come or something. Some things are on the floor, for example. So there is a reaction of the mind.
All right.
So I was watching mostly that it's also changing. It's not always, even if the object is the same, but sometimes the feeling is different.
Change, yeah, because
yes.
the idea is different, right?
Yes, yes.
Judging different and the feeling different,
yeah.
right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So it was a bit of...
So you know you can learn from your thought and feeling. Right?
Yes,
yes.
It's very
good.
Connected, yes.
Yeah,
this.
Right.
What is the state of the mind, also
yeah,
what
the way you think, the way you feel,
mm.
right? Yeah.
Mm.
Okay.
But then I would like to ask you, because I have it's a problem that I have this rumbling stomach, you know?
Hmm?
Like, it seems like I'm hungry, but even I don't feel hungry, but my stomach is empty, so it makes this noise.
So, make yes. a noise. Agree,
so,
guru, so?
Yes, yes.
So what?
But I don't want to disturb other people, because it's very noisy.
This is not disturb. It's just sound coming.
Yes,
yeah.
But it's when it's a lot of... So then usually
this is not
I
big problem.
Try to...
Yeah, naturally, everybody know this is somebody hungry or something greedy. Right? This is
yeah.
not a big problem.
Mm, but usually I have a tendency to like to try to hold somehow or to try to squeeze or like not to let...
Maybe move worse. Maybe worse.
No.
Because anxiety, the stomach move worse. Your anxiety comes, the mind, the gas move come out. Then gas move come out, more sound coming.
Maybe
yes.
that's it.
Right.
Oh, okay, so I will try not to.
I thought already as a nature, this is really nature, you are not controlling, right?
Yes.
They already know. So.
So today I mostly watched pain.
Yeah.
But there was no aversion, there was no pleasure. It was
good.
Mostly bearable. But because the pain was so intensive, there was almost no other object. So all the time I was...
If pain intensive, the mind is actually... the mind cross level, the mind resistance is not very strong. But certain levels stay there. That's why the pain become more intense. That's why you cannot bear, right?
I could bear it, but all the time the object was the pain, yeah? Because it was so intensive, so... The other objects were probably
okay. But
less
you can
strong,
change another so. Object, but there is a certain reaction there.
So is it good to watch all the time the pain? Even
okay,
if I can
this
bear
is
it?
No problem. Then this is no problem.
Okay.
Because at that level you don't see, right?
Mm-hmm.
But also you worry about this object because of this unpleasant object and stronger you don't want to watch, right?
Well, I didn't mind actually. There was no aversion, but it was all the time.
Right, right. Also, you if you don't see the changing,
mm-hmm.
then you think this is an old only this this sensation. Mm-hmm. Then you become boring. You're not interested. Mm-hmm. Because you cannot see the changing. Actually, the pain is all the time change. Mm-hmm. This pain before 5 minutes until now, you think like this. This pain is happening before 5 minutes until now. Mm-hmm. This continued pain coming. This is a concept. This is not reality. Mm-hmm. Because you think this is a pain.
Okay.
All pain. Only this. Then you're not interested. But if your mind is relaxed and the mind is not resist, and you watch the pain all the time changing. Mm-hmm. Not gross like this. Not like a very gross. It's like a wave or like subtle changing is there. So if you see the changing, then you become understanding new. Intensity changing, also this is a new object coming. But if you don't see that, if you not think about new and new, then you become bold. If you understanding this is a new sensation changing, then you interest.
Okay.
So if you try, if you cannot, then you can change. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Thank you.
Because of pain, we watch the pain is the pain, bodily pain and mind reaction. What the relationship have. We try to see this reaction and object. Because our mind reaction, no reaction, if liking or disliking is a reaction. If you liking, if you might have liking this object also, we cannot understand this object as nature, as it is. Disliking also, we cannot understand it as it is. Because of we are... Our eye is a become color, right? So we cannot understand really as it is. That's why we watch the feeling and object, reaction and object. Check, watching, and if your mind not react anymore, the mind totally become neutral, then you can see the change, this object become change. Different object. Before we think this is a pain, very painful because of unpleasant, because of disliking. Actually, the disliking is gone. The pain is disappeared. The meaning of pain is disappeared. We don't feel this pain. That time we then get understanding this is only object or just sensation. Mm-hmm. Neutral, become neutral. If your mind neutral, the object also neutral. The object is unpresent, the mind is unpresent. Object is present, the mind present. But object is neutral, the mind also neutral. There are three, bodily and mental like this. You think this object is present or good, the mind is feeling present. The object is bad or suffering, you think this way, the mind becomes unpleasant. If object is neutral, the mind also neutral. So anyway, if your mind also neutral, the object becomes neutral. That time we can understand the pain is nature, the pain is not personal. And also he's become as an object, or simple sensation.
So as long as I feel pain, the feeling is not neutral.
It's right. That's why the mind is resist, the mind you don't understand it, the pain is mm-hmm. neutral. So the pain is also, we can experience, right? We can know. No pain also? We can know, right? The pain disappears, the no pain. We can experience, right? So pain and no pain is actually the meaning of object is the same. Okay, right, try.
So today is the third day of my practicing, and I would say it started to be very interesting. I saw the whole morning the changing of mind, mm-hmm. the states of mind. In the morning, the mind was a little bit sleepy, and I saw that there is a heaviness, darkness, slow, and so on. In the afternoon, it was the opposite situation. The mind was full of joy. Saw lightness, joyfulness, and so on. And there was a lot of perception which still changed from moment to moment. In one moment the object or the perception arises, and next moment passed away.
Passed away, yes.
And this all seems to be as a stream, as a current stream of perception.
Mm.
Uninterrupted current stream of perception.
Current what?
Stream of perception.
Stream of perception.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So it was very interesting how the mind changes very quickly.
Good.
Yeah. And
if your interest is okay.
So
Before morning, the best situation, the mental state is not good. What do you think about this state of mind? Morning, the mind is not very clear, right?
Mm, yes.
Good, not very good state, right?
Yes.
What do you think about this state? You can accept or not?
I don't know.
Resistance have or not?
There was a heaviness, there was darkness.
Resist or not?
Yes.
Do you resist or not?
Yes.
Or morning?
Mm.
Okay. So next time if you unpleasant situation comes.
Unpleasant feelings.
Then
yes.
You need to think, this as in nature. Mm. Right?
Yes.
Right. Mm. People is only present situation, they can meditate very well.
Mm.
Unpleasant situation, they don't want to watch. But actually the same. Unpleasant also object, the present also object. They are also nature. If you have a right attitude, the unpleasant become change very quick. But if you have a not right attitude, the resistant there, a long time, the whole body is.
Mm. Yes.
The mental state is to change is very quick. Only the right view come, the mind state, the whole state also change. If you, because of wrong idea, the mind is not, cannot change, it's continue happen like this. Mm.
You don't?
There's no one there.
Here, observer.
Okay.
Behind observer.
Observer. Okay. There is this already mentioned pendulum thing, and the mind is it is seeing how strong there is strong craving.
Right.
And there is also, I had seen it before, it's something that is continuous, it's also strong aversion towards the result of the practice, judgment or something like that.
Mm.
So I started to take in some appreciation, so the mind is appreciating the result, whatever it is,
and try
to see what happens without controlling.
Right.
Still, the craving is there,
right?
And the mind is keeping it like first to look at the how it's expressed, how it is this craving,
okay?
And how mind is reacting, and what is seen is also that there is in the bottom. There is really suffering connected with the ground, the belief of self that is the cause of all this.
Yeah.
So I put it as a object, obviously.
Yeah, that's all.
That's
you
object.
You see what is happening, right?
Yeah. And then? I see that the creation of pain is connected with the creation of a self idea, which is both in the wishing for something and in the aversion for something.
Mm.
Nothing changes, but I hope the mind will get
enough.
It will learn from
enough.
It. Yeah.
Just see the whole process enough.
Yeah.
This is your responsibility.
Yeah,
other things is not your
responsibility. I just say this is it for now.
Yeah.
And after a sitting that was pretty in contact with the
all the things that happen, sounds, thoughts, feelings, blah, blah, blah. I took a walking meditation, and when sitting, I expected that it was still watching what happens without being entangled in thoughts. But then,
expectation what?
I expected that it was still, sitting and seeing what happens without
going into wandering mind. Also, you expect last sitting time.
Sitting time was
very good.
Okay,
right.
Well,
then
very
you
good.
Want,
it was
you want
a
this
standard.
Situation in the walking time.
Walking time, okay, I didn't. Right. And then sitting but, was, oh. I mean, there were, just to speak about negative.
Yeah. Okay.
It was not negative. It was that the mind was slippery. The mind was slippery. It was going into wandering mind,
okay.
Slippery.
Okay.
And I mean, yeah. Looking again okay. And again yeah, and slippery. Yeah. Then checking back, the mind saw that when walking, it was a lot of thoughts where there was a belief. There was no awareness of the of that. There was a belief that I was thinking. There was some subject thinking, mm-hmm. And I think that was strengthening the sense of I in all the thoughts in the sitting. So I there was really a difficulty in looking at the thought stream. It was just taking the
difficult
mind.
Difficult to look at the thought stream.
Yeah, at the thought happening.
Right.
It was like
difficult.
Taking
you
in the
mind. You cannot know.
Yes, I could know, but sometimes
difficult
I was gone.
What?
Yeah, it's a good question. Really good question. Wait, I have to remember.
What the mean? What difficult?
Yeah. Wait.
You
because I don't
wear,
remember.
Right?
That's funny.
No,
it was.
I also tried to clear what you were saying.
Yeah. No, that I cannot.
Difficult to control the thoughts or difficult
no,
to
no,
aware.
No, not control. Not control. Yeah. To be aware. It's
aware
not
also can, you
I mean,
can
it's
aware,
wandering
right?
mind. It was just
struggling,
believing the thought as something that is, you look, you are getting into the story.
Yeah.
Wandering mind.
Oh, that is a difficult. Because awareness lost
and yeah,
involved
and
the
I
thought.
Was wondering why awareness is weak. What is the cause of weakening
right.
of awareness that was strong before?
Yeah.
And I realize, well, the mind realized looking at how it was that it could be caused by thoughts that were happening in the walking meditation where there was not the awareness. The awareness was slow, was a little bit weaker,
mm-hmm.
And the thoughts had the
continue?
Yeah, they had built up
a
wrong view.
Right. So?
That's it.
Oh.
I told you the story. That's it. It was long. It was not going so long away, but it was this.
Okay.
I have a question. I have a question that has nothing to do with this.
It is
connected with Dharma things.
Huh?
So I have not yet understood.
Mm.
I know that when object and comes to mind comes.
Yes, object and knowing mind.
All the I mean skandhas come.
Skanda.
Yeah, I mean the vedana is happening together with sadda.
Object.
Yeah. But when vedana, that is the touching, when vedana happens,
feeling.
Then there is this pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral feeling that is. Where is coming it from? Is it some sankhara somewhere?
This pleasant, unpleasant, neutral, I said, is concept.
Is concept.
Right.
But Vedana has nothing
reality.
To do with it.
Feeling is reality. Pleasant feeling, unpleasant feeling, neutral feeling. Feeling is reality. Pleasant, unpleasant, neutral is concept.
Okay.
Right.
But the concept part. Is
so?
Coming from some kind of sankhara activity?
Yes, because of you think
okay.
it's a good that the present coming.
Yeah, so it's sankhara
because
that happens.
Right,
okay,
right.
Thank you very much.
feeling, sensation. Sensation is the mind feed the object. First, the contact is what we call sensation. The contact and the mind know, that time the mind feed the object. That time is neutral feeling. Not pleasant, unpleasant, neutral. That feeling is feeling only. Because of feeling, we can know that this object. We call this sensation. Then, after this sensation, the mind judges. Good or bad, then the next feeling is coming, unpleasant, unpleasant, it's a react about this sensation.
When you say stay with feeling,
what?
When you say stay with feeling of something.
Stay with feeling, what? Aware of the feeling?
When you say aware of the feeling.
Right.
What you mean?
The pleasant, unpleasant, this latest, behind the next feeling. But if you can aware also this feeling, sensation also, you cannot feel. Because of this mind feed this object, right? Because of feeling, the mind can know. That there is a vedana also, the feeling also, know, consciousness also there, together, happening. This is very subtle, right?
Can I also ask, so the sensation only comes in the body, or you can call it also the...
The mind contact. The mind contact. Without the mind, like a paralyzed, you cannot feel it. Mm-hmm. So you cannot know it, mm-hmm. Right? Contact is disappear, the mind cannot know the, of this object.
Yeah, but it's only the body or also seeing, hearing, or is it just the body contact?
Yeah, right. This is also door. One, the eye door, ear door, mm-hmm. Then contact, the mind know that this door, this object, then you can know. Mm-hmm. If your ear is not good, the sound is there, but you cannot hear. Consciousness cannot come because of no contact. Okay, next.
I had one very distinct experience when I got a lot of sensations coming together from different senses.
Right.
And there was a lot of them.
A lot of them.
They were like...
Them.
A lot of the sensations.
Yeah.
They were like vibrating.
Mm.
And the mind was very, very calm and registering everything effortlessly for several minutes.
So.
And I asked myself what has changed that I experienced what I experienced.
Mm.
And the answer was that it's just my mind changed. It became less tensed. It became relaxed.
Mm.
And I had this clear realization that what I get from experience is what I put into experience by my mind.
That put into what?
The state of my mind determines what I get as experience very much. And that was a kind of nice...
That's all?
That's all. Then I just been with it for some time, then it changed.
Yep. Right. Okay. So let it be.
So just one question, I guess, or just with, because I feel with the moment, the practice is feeling more sort of continuous and not as much effort has to be put in, I guess, to maintain mindfulness. And but when I can see, I guess when I see defilements arise, because of certain objects or sort of wanting, I can watch them and be aware without attachment to them. Mm. And
with the right attitude,
with the right attitude, there's no, still.
Yeah, this is your duty. That's all.
And so that's fine. But then, because they arise and then they pass. But then, they'll rise again, and so
not rise again,
or be a new one. New one arises. But it feels like it's again. I know, but it feels the same. But
because this idea is very very important, right?
Then that it's new.
Right.
New, even though it seems exactly the same.
New feeling coming, right? Right.
And so, but how, and so, to just, so you're saying just keep keep watching.
Your duty is
right.
Your
right
duty attitude. Is nothing too much. Don't do nothing to do too much.
Just what if some of them? What if some are sort of deeper, or strong?
Deeper is not. You cannot do deeper.
Or strong. What if some are strong?
Strong is you are understanding more. Wisdom is grow that time.
More clearly, yeah. That time, as you say, time still treat the same.
Build up your strength.
Yeah.
Build up continuous aware, experience continuously, and right attitude. Don't forget to think right way. That's all. But if your wisdom coming, depend on how much you wisdom, superficial understanding or deeply understand, depend on your wisdom level.
Mm.
This is you cannot control. Right?
The practice, you cannot control.
Just practice continuously. Yeah. That if your mind is a less defilement, your wisdom is working balance. Mm. Five indriya is awareness, concentration, and effort, and faith and wisdom. This five faculty is working together, become balanced. That time you're understanding more deeper. Indriya, the balance.
The balance.
Yeah. This quality balance become more balanced and ready, then understanding deeper. And first time understanding a little bit, second time many times understanding again and again and again, then this has become more stronger. Only one time is not enough. Understanding not cannot deeper. Beginning we understand a little bit, a little bit, a little bit, and slowly many times you see understanding can grow, to chance to grow, then wisdom becomes deeper. Immediately the wisdom cannot deeper. Only the defilement come down, then wisdom can arise. But that time is only small understanding come. And we need to collect this understanding. Right?
Yes. Mm.
Just watching again and again and again. That's all. Be patient.
Huh? Patient.
Right.
But it takes a long time.
Take a long time. You cannot hurry. When they see you cannot hurry.
Okay.
Oh. If you can easy to understand, then we can create. Immediately to become understanding, become enlightenment, create. Right?
Yeah.
But no, cannot.
No. Patience. Yeah.
Patient, try again and again and again, that's all.
Yeah.
Right. Thank you. Okay. This meditation practice is a long time practice, not short time. Long time, like a marathon, right? Immediately you cannot arrive. But run. Okay, yeah.
I had some adventures with this, how you say, pendulum?
Pendulum.
You know
pendulum. Right.
But maybe I better not speak too long about them. But I just thought one thing, like, maybe it's theory, but let's say I look for some good theories too.
Good?
Like theory, general truth about pendulum.
When do you know the pendulum? In the book you read?
No, I had this feeling, I read first in your book, but I thought it describes well what happens to my mind. Because later I stay only for 1 week. So I start to have those thoughts 2 days after, like 1 day ago. Oh, this practice is so good. And I was getting more feeling good and good that practice is so good. Let's say pleasure.
Right.
Yeah. And then immediately, as much I put into this good,
right,
came as like, it became the condition to create the same amount energy of aversion. Like, God damn it, I'm only 1 week. It's because of my work. I'm busy. Right. And my family and my duties. And it became zero. And I was like, oh yeah, like I thought, it conditions each other. Like laboratory.
As much as you liking, then opposite come. As much as you, how much degree you liking, how much degree you opposite come.
Yeah.
This is we cannot control. Right.
And that's
why I call pendulum. You liking this situation is maybe 45 degree liking, so opposite coming, so disliking is 45. 90 degree, like attached to the 90 degree, then opposite come 90 degree.
So better keep on zero, basically. And but
that
I didn't.
That is learning. You need to learn. That's why you can slowly understand attachment is no need.
Yeah.
Attachment is not necessary. Attachment is a disturb. Slowly we understand like this, then we let go about attachment. Right.
I didn't stay at zero, and even just I say that the sounds which I
more like, more understanding your pendulum like this.
More like this, not like yang.
This is normal people like this. If you more understanding your pendulum like this. But still have reaction. As much as you understand, he pendulum like this.
My pendula was more like this, but I even sounds were negative.
When we are practicing before, I try to practice like this. 0, 1, 0. You know, the mind is balanced, calm. If reaction come, 1. I'm not allowed this one become million. 0, 1, 0. 0, 1, 0. Because I know this one become million. If you are not
let's stop them when they are small.
Cannot stop. It's become this one because of mind is a. The mind nature is very fast. The mind nature is very fast. If the mind is 1 second, trillion mind is happening already. So if you cannot stop immediately, it's become million. So I know, understand very well. That's why it becomes 0, 1, 1, then I take care very well. Become peaceful again. Then we can maintain your mind peaceful all the time. But this, you need to play this loud.
I have just 2 small questions.
Right.
Because one question is about this momentum of practice. I noticed in my daily life that if I... Sometimes my practice goes rather, I think, well or slowly growing, but then I have my Polish social duty to go beer with my friends and drink something. I don't drink much, but that's socializing. And I always have a feeling like I'm in a game, you know, like I'm in a game walking somewhere and then there is...
Right.
And I'm in the zero again.
Like, sometimes we have the whole day practice, but night time we sleep, then defilement in the party, in the dream. Of the wake up, you're already going down.
Yeah, ruined, let's say. Bankrupt. So I wonder, does it mean I cannot drink? And
if you're not doing anymore, but the mind is in the dream, start arising the defilement, they can grow. So wake up, you're already suffering.
Yeah.
You
get the finish of hangover.
Like this, as much as we can. So try to practice continuously, and if you define me weaker and weaker, in the dream also become change.
And I can drink a bit sometimes.
Right?
And I can have a beer sometimes, yeah?
You can.
Mindful beer sometimes.
In the dream.
Beer on the dream.
In the dream.
Beer.
Where?
Drink.
In a dream?
No.
Can a good yogi have a beer sometimes?
Or before?
Can a good yogi go pub?
In the future.
Oh, in the future?
In the future.
Oh, okay. Then?
So, okay.
So you want a drink?
No. Let's go to the second question.
He asks whether as a good yogi he can have a beer sometimes in the future.
If you depend on your understanding, this is don't ask other people. Depend on your mind, you want to do or not.
Yeah.
If you're more understanding, he chose himself. He think himself.
Okay. So the last question I have about my practice. Now it's more neutral.
Right.
After the pendulum thinking and so on, now became neutral. And I asked this similar question at the beginning, but I couldn't maybe express it well.
Whatever, you can talk. Maybe.
The problem is, like, I sit. Mm-hmm. I have, this walking and sitting, let's say, for 2 hours, mm-hmm. and rather keep my awareness, not much thoughts. Mm-hmm. And if they are, they don't take me. The emotions are also not present. I feel neutral, not happy, not unhappy, not pleasant, not pain.
Right.
And I can clearly see some objects, but in the especially in the moments when there is less of them, like nobody opens, nobody makes noise, not much happens. If I ask mind, what do you see, what do you hear, how are you, and so on, the only response I get from my mind is knowing. I know the sound, I know the, and I know the what I see, I know the my leg beat hurts or whatever.
So
I stay with it, and then the mind says, or something says, like, okay, that's it, that's a bit boring. And I wonder, shall so I do more?
Check this, like this.
This little disappointment.
Right? Okay. What's the this mind, who is talking?
Once more, probably.
Right.
Yeah.
And also, do you, this morning you talked about you cannot see, you cannot aware you are looking.
Mm.
It's difficult.
You know,
I told you in that you put take the potato time. I said, yeah. Do you know you're looking,
yeah.
And you where your mind is doing? Then you said difficult to see, difficult to aware you're looking.
Like difficult to remember because it's so obvious in a, especially in a daily life. Mm. That in sitting, I'm more careful.
Daily life. That's why you need to practice.
Mm.
You need to practice. People because difficulty means we are less practice. Mm. We can sit, meditate, have nothing to do, then the mind can do easier.
Mm.
But daily activity, the mind need to do.
Mm.
Do something, the mind think how to do also. The mind have many steps.
Mm.
Also, he need to know.
Mm.
So you need to practice.
In meditation, in daily life.
Daily life, meditation is more important. We are here more emphasized about the daily life. All the time. That's why I said, everything you need to know, you try to aware.
Okay. Thank you.
Right?
Right. Mm. Okay. So, I have several questions. First is about one defilement, like in my experience, it was moha. Can somehow cover another one? Can cover, for example, craving.
Cover.
In my in the example, yes, I was sitting, and it was during the group meditation,
mm-hmm.
and I was sleeping well, and everything was fine. So there was no reason to be sleepy, but I was really, really tired and sleepy even during the group meditation, mm-hmm. and. Then
why?
I tried to investigate the
moha. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, and then I realized it's probably very weak moha, but like below that, it was strong craving and strong attachment
about
to something, to some object, and that was.
That's why the awareness is not strong enough. That's why you're sleepy.
Yeah.
That's why in the mind, the craving, aversion, something, defilement is occupied, awareness cannot form. That's why we need to check our mind first.
Yeah.
If you have a mind, in the mind, defilement have, don't wear any object. Take care of this first. How to take care of this? So right attitude, thinking, wisdom, awareness, everything you put, try to play this. Take care of this defilement first. If defilement come down, then you can wear any objects open.
Yeah.
You can interest that time.
Yeah. Then I realized about the craving.
Resistance, anything, defilement is there. The mind cannot interest the nature.
Yeah. Right. And then it was all gone and the meditation started going very well.
Right. Yeah. That's why.
And then,
that's why we need to watch our mind, mental state, or defilement. Must need to be skilled how to watch the defilement. If you're not skilled, your meditation cannot go through.
Yeah.
Like this, like a, before, like a rocket cannot go through, like American rocket, like this. Many years, and then they go through like this. Right?
Yeah. And I also try to watch the awareness, what it does throughout the day, how it changes, and I realized that it is changing a little bit, especially in certain...
Changing what?
Awareness, level of awareness.
Oh, better sound. Yeah, this also you need to investigate why awareness become better.
Yes.
Why awareness going down. This is very important. Right.
Yeah, it's interesting. And I also realized there are certain times that it is more difficult. For example, like meals or...
Meal
eating.
Eating too much, also sleeping.
No, there's too much craving.
Right, craving. Yeah. Yes. That's why the whole morning you are continue practice. When the eating time you let go of craving, the evening also
no awareness.
Gone. Momentum is gone.
Some other times, like reading books or maybe here also in the interview, it's also awareness. It's down a little bit.
Right.
Yes. So it's very interesting and... So basically,
whatever you do, you think is related to the awareness, this intensity of awareness. What do you think? What do you say? What do you do? Everything you need to know, this is related to your practice quality.
Yes. And I also try to investigate more because I realized about the eating time, so I said, now at this time you have to be more careful than usually. So I try to invest.
Watch the mind more.
Yeah,
because that time
more strongly.
Because of the food is a automatic. The mind is craving very strong about food.
Yes.
The whole life we eat with the craving,
and I.
So that's his time. The craving come right.
So I took one lunch time for more exercise.
Right.
So and I realized it's a really interesting exercise because even as I come to the dining hall,
right,
there's already the craving and there are some kind of different minds.
Yes, like
there is
right,
one mind that is that I would call like a hungry dog that comes okay. And I want to take this all, I want to eat this all, and there is another mind that I would call like vice grandmother or cautious grandmother that says, no, no, you should be careful, you should be relaxed.
Everybody have this childish mind and this old people mind.
Yes.
They always have, this is a wisdom, that is defilement.
Yes.
Always conflict. Defilement so is them, asking what he want. Then he's controlling.
Yes.
Like that. Right.
So interesting to hear the conversation.
Right.
A little bit, so we have a lot of colors and smells and sounds, right, etc. So then and during the eating, I try to, to calm down.
Right.
Maybe I started with breath.
Right.
And with also some kind of postures.
Yeah.
It helped a little bit. But so calm down.
When you eat time, you are aware, it's okay.
Yeah.
Whatever you're aware. And slowly you can see the mental state also, and your body action also, whatever. Slowly you can see many things.
Yes.
Try to start to practice. When you're eating time, be aware.
Yeah.
Let the awareness present. And slowly he know many things. Very good. Try like this. Okay, good.
Yeah. And I also tried, maybe it's a question, if it's a good approach, this so what approach.
Like,
So what?
So what approach?
Yeah. It means like I'm eating something and I say, it's a good taste. And I say, I realize.
So what?
It's just a taste.
That's good. That attitude is good. That idea is good. Yeah.
So
immediately
let go,
calming down. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, okay. And then...
so what approach? That's good, right.
And another question about thoughts, because I was inspired here about people talking about thoughts. I somehow realized in the moments, in the precious moments when I'm sort of aware, seldom times...
Mm-hmm.
I realize like I have two kinds of thoughts.
Right.
Like most of the time I have like this rubbish thoughts.
Right.
So I already become used to it that 99% is rubbish. So
right.
I just don't care or just sort of like kill it.
Right.
With awareness.
Cool. Yeah.
But the 1% or something is maybe
important. Maybe important. Right.
Yeah, like it's about Dhamma or it's about important
things
things in life.
Yes.
So I try to realize that and maybe work good. Like I don't good. Use the mind like a tool. Yeah, it's yeah. But it's only in yeah. very.
That's the, you slowly you can find yourself more.
So is it a good approach?
Like? Yeah, right. That's very good.
And then I have a question, you know, about nimitta.
Mm.
If you can, if it's important, if you can say what it is exactly.
Nimitta is it the important? Concept.
Concept, yeah.
Yeah. When the mind comes peaceful, then you see the light, right?
Light.
This is nimitta. The mind creates. Okay. This is not real. This is concept.
So is it important or not? Or
and vipassana is not important.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Samatha important. Samatha, this nimitta, you need to try to maintain this nimitta. In vipassana, we're not interested in this nimitta. But we need to understand in this nimitta, the mind create.
It's a concept, right. Okay.
Right.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, very good.
So what I understand about the mind is actually that is always some picking and choosing. It is always liking and disliking. Liking. Only depends on what level.
Right.
Sometimes it is gross. Depends
right.
also on the object
right.
itself.
Right.
So for example, somebody says that maybe you said that it's easier, or that mind likes to watch the pleasant object. But you know, for example, when I have very pleasant bodily sensation, then immediately, of course, there is craving. And after this craving comes aversion because there is craving. Then, because I shouldn't be craving, that there is an idea in the mind.
That idea is wrong.
I know.
Right.
I know. And then I have aversion to that aversion.
That's why, because of this
yes,
attitude.
Yes. Yeah, I know. So, and then I even have pride in recognizing all that chain. You know, so and then I have aversion to that pride, and okay, and then and it goes on.
Okay,
but then eventually it calms down. The mind calms down, and then I observe things peacefully and quietly.
Mm.
And then you see, this was the gross part. But you see, I can also feel that I like that state. So there is also part. You know that there is a craving. There is a it's a calm and observing, but there is a craving behind. So then I know that craving. Then
right.
I must know that craving.
That's all.
And so yeah, that process goes on and on
that's
and on.
All.
Yes.
Yeah. Again and again and again. Your duty is craving there.
Yes.
Your duty is recognize or acknowledge this craving there. Craving there. Then you can see how affected. What state of if you craving there, how the mind is. Quality of mind is what's happening. Just see.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Well. That's all.
Well, I can, you know, there are certain patterns of mind. For example, when there is.
We are
also when
to,
there is a pleasant.
We are fasted, we try to see that this pattern first.
Yeah.
They're already happening.
Yeah.
But we never see it before. Now we are aware, then we can see this pattern coming. Oh,
yes.
Da, da, da.
And
that's
I
all.
Have, you know.
That's why we're not
I
trying to control.
Already,
we're not, we try
some,
to see.
Some, of course.
Right. Try to see.
Yeah.
If you see something happening, this naturally his pattern, you do his job, his way, no problem. This is learning, right? We see this learning already.
Yes.
So your duty is finished. Nothing to do.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Good.
And so I worked a lot with pain today in my head.
Yeah.
And recognizing that the mind was very tense, very tight.
Mm. Not happy, right?
Not happy mind.
Right.
And
then?
Seeing the desire for it to go away.
Oh,
desire.
Right.
Yeah.
That time you need to check the attitude only.
Yeah.
Idea, attitude.
Yeah.
This is more important.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. What I decided to do was just to look very intensively at at what remind myself of what to do. Just for, so I looked at your book and I read a few pages and just went out and walked and just with those things in mind, just to really remind myself.
They said that time is important is idea and attitude.
Yeah.
If you notice, then you if you slowly you can feel, you can know, you can understand if you want to go away or more painful, more resistant kind. Slowly you can sit like this and slowly the mind really accept.
Yeah. I could
not
see.
Not want to be go away and then because he know that you, the mind know that this because of this one thing, then more resisting.
Yeah.
More painful.
Yeah. Well, part of the, I think part of the resistance was wanting it to go away.
Right.
And part of it was just in the tight mind, there were more defilements. Yeah. There was more a general aversion, not to the pain, but just aversion, just lots and lots of different objects.
If that time you can do about this feeling, just continue. Don't think anything. Just continue aware of this feeling, unpleasant feeling. You can do this. Maybe if you do this, if you have no tension, it's okay. But if you continue watching, become tension, also more painful.
Yes. It seemed to help just really bearing in mind right view and some of the things you'd
better
you'd
is
written.
Right view. Thinking about right
and then
view.
The pain level did drop.
Right.
Dropped quite substantially.
So now you see why the pain is level is dropped? Because the mind become accept, relief. Then the pain is dropped, right?
And I could feel it in the mind. I could feel more expansiveness,
right.
Not so tight, not so constricted. But then I had had enough of walking. I found it most helpful to work with the pain while I was walking. So I went and lay down on my bed, lying down meditation, but I went to sleep at the end. Yeah. And maybe the defilements came in my dreams again, I don't know. But more pain.
Your head become painful, you can lie down and meditate also.
Yeah,
Sleep, no problem.
Yeah.
Right.
Anyway,
it
went up and down, but it was good to see.
Yeah.
But I think I learned something today about, because I get such a lot of tension, effort is problematic. But I think I learned something about, through this looking really intensively about what am I supposed to be doing right now.
Yeah.
Then and even like being at school, just looking at it in the book and then going out and doing it. It felt like I learned something about
no need to
right sort of effort in a way.
Right,
what's the right things to really
how
apply.
Energy
we
need.
Yeah. And also I read what you wrote about expectations creating tension,
right?
And using a lot of energy, and I found that very interesting.
So don't look anything. Don't try to look anything. Just see it enough.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
If you look, means you
too much effort. Yeah. I have a question. So sometimes in it's to do with thoughts. It's to do with
S.
Which thoughts to take notice of, really? Which thoughts to
which thought?
Yeah. So sometimes craving and aversion is quite obvious in a thought or in a feeling.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's not so obvious.
All right.
But
then?
But if I what I've been tending to do is to look at the thought anyway, and then often I can see there is a defilement there, but sometimes it's quite slow. It takes quite a lot of sort of looking, and then sometimes I think, well, the sentence is okay in itself, but actually in a different context or in contextualizing it, there's clearly a defilement.
Yes, so?
So it's quite slow. It's quite time consuming. My question is that where I want to be putting the awareness there.
Yes, or yes.
Okay.
Right. Long time is not important. Just see. If you see the defilement, that's all.
Okay.
If thought and feeling is better is when more aware of the feeling. Thought is just like look like this, thinking like this, and more aware, pay attention to the feeling.
Yeah, I've started to pay a bit more attention to the feeling. Cause
if now like, just like intention and thinking, then intention is more important. Right. Intention to think or intention to do it, this desire, the intensity of feeling is more important.
The desire, what?
Desire, intensity of desire, the craving, how do you, intensity, you can feel, right? How strong.
Yes. See, sometimes
that is more important.
Okay, because sometimes it's the thought.
Thought is, because of this, the thought is continue. Right?
Yeah. So if I, sometimes I can't really feel much in the feeling.
Yeah. Only the thoughts.
Yeah.
So just checking.
So just if checking.
When it becomes stronger and stronger, then you can see the subtle level.
More subtle levels of feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
So I had this experience since yesterday, having a strong effort to...
Strong effort.
Yes, very strong effort, which keeps me... running, and I had great walking meditation, realizing from moment to moment,
right,
all the time sensations, and then I keep it until I went to sleep, with the effort, of course, and with the intention that when I wake up, in the
actually,
morning,
right effort is to make things continuously, right?
Yes, right. I had this idea. Right. To wake up in the morning and to continue. Yeah.
Make the continuity is the right effort.
But in fact, when the alarm clock rang, I switched it off and I didn't wake up. I had I slept for another 50 minutes maybe.
Okay.
And then it was the wrong decision because laziness came into my way. Yeah. And then I had a struggle since the morning.
Right.
So laziness, tiredness, even I slept well because of the 50 minutes more.
Right.
And
if you wake up and you stand up, this laziness, tiredness not coming. Only 15 minutes, you follow the craving, that's why this laziness, tiredness come.
It looks like it did.
Right.
It looks
if
like
you wake up time, you immediate time, alarm time, you just wake up, the mind not very drowsy and not very heavy. Because you follow that craving, 15 minutes is a lot.
Maybe, yes.
Then become momentum, the 5 minutes become momentum. That's why you wake up, you're not very good feeling.
I will ask my roommate to pull me out from the bed because... I couldn't wake up and suddenly.
Sometimes you do like this breathing, very strong breathing to make the oxygen come to the brain. One time, two times, three times, four times, then you wake up.
Strong breathing.
Yeah.
Breathing.
Then,
okay.
Then your strong breathing, then wake up, be aware and doing this, and then you can wake up easier.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right?
I found that there was strong mindfulness when I wake up.
Because you are every morning you wake up, you sleep like this, right?
Yes.
That's why.
Yes, that's a habit. It is a habit.
You can have it, right.
It's a habit, yes.
So you need to use, that time you need to effort to be wake up also. Try. But if you follow like this, they become very strong. Then the mind not clear. This 15 minutes is, for defilement is very strong. Then the mind quality but going down. Whatever, you can start continuously, it's okay. 15 minutes, after 15 minutes, you can start until night time, it's okay. Right?
Okay. So, what do you reckon? To go to sleep when you feel tiredness, when you are very tired to go to sleep? Because usually I can feel it after 9 p.m. or about 10, I'm completely...
Go to sleep.
I have a good sleep.
Go to sleep.
Go to sleep. Just go to sleep. Okay. Of course.
Body is tired,
don't
right?
force it. Yes.
Yeah.
So it's difficult.
Cool. Then morning wake up earlier, then you can start.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
The body needs asking you to sleep. Huh? Right?
And does it happen sometimes that in the meditation the body sleeps?
I need the whole day continue practice. This is I want to practice like this. Sleep, no problem. Sleep time, sleep. That's no problem. But wake up and then sleep time. Moment to moment, try. That's very important. And also sleep, also time, also you are aware and how to become sleep. Just knowing how to be sleep. Just knowing like this. every night, do like this, and slowly you wake up time, this habit disappear, become clear, so you don't want to be sleep again.
Okay.
Your habit change.
And I also have a question. I had a strange experience out of concept, normal concept, because the... Out of concepts. It was strange, kind of the world I was perceiving went upside down. So I felt like I'm upside down. Then there was a kind of big space, a feeling of big space. And the hearing and the sensation of people who were next to me were very small, like sparkings. It was... I couldn't categorize it to any this normal surrounding like people are in this way, but they were upside down. Everything was upside down. It was
what strange. Upside down?
I can't explain. I had the feeling like I'm hanging my upside down. So everything was upside down. It was. I had such a feeling in my stomach, for example, when I'm. It was flipped around. It was flipped upside down.
Maybe this is a concept. This is it was. The mind create.
And then, oh yes.
Right. Imagination. Fact, this is the imagination.
It did. And right. Then it went strange kind of feelings, like waves.
Yeah.
Very strange because I wasn't used to this. Normally, you don't have
this is not normal. The mind created this wave.
Yes, yes, right. Yes. So I also tried to be mindful, but in fact, I also...
Not aware of this concept. Not aware of this concept.
I know, I was trying to watch the mind, of course.
Feeling, better is feeling. Feeling is real.
I was scared.
Yeah, scared feeling is better.
Right.
Scary feeling is your object. Not pay attention to this, what the mind creating.
Yes, but everything was different, so I was a bit confused.
No, that's not right. This concept. Don't pay attention to this. So if you're scared...
So it's not important.
If you're knowing that what the mind is creating, nothing, then the scary will also disappear. This is not important, nothing. The mind create anything. The mind create just thinking thoughts. Then the mind think this way, then you believe this. That's all. If you not believe it, no problem. Right? Because you believe, then you become afraid or scared. But this is not real.
That's what I thought.
You understand the mind create this? This is no problem.
Okay.
Like a dream, right?
It was.
In the dream, whatever you can happen, right? Dream is nothing. Dream is just thinking thought. Just thought. Not real. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
So from more gross expressions of Loba and Dosa, the mind kind of thought that nothing was happening and started to get pretty dull. Then there was some kind of recognition of this process, that this is some kind of, it was like coming the thought that this is some kind of transition. So it was... patience was recognized there, and then it has all went on to more clarity again. More clarity, what is happening? So more subtler Loba and Dosa, and very much around, like the mind is. Doing this thing that it splits off images of things, self-images, and then there is a reaction towards those self-images.
Yeah.
So this is what is going on. So it can be self-images from past experiences, and then it's like the mind is like trying to side up on that image which is Gabriella, when something has happened. So it's like, even though it's just a memory, the mind is like working to identify with that image, which is me. And then it can be cast out into the future also.
Right.
So fantasizing about future situations and future self-images.
Right.
So it's just going on this, it can be very quick images.
Yes.
So there is only the reaction to it.
Yeah.
And then it works to ask the question, what is the cause of this? And then it's like sometimes picking up this image that had happened.
Mm.
Sometimes nothing is seen.
Because of this image, because of wrong view already there.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So you see the process, that's okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's it.
Mm. So any?
I had strange experience in last 2-3 sittings. I have
strange experience.
Right. Yeah, I had a strong feeling, sensation, like some pressure or hardness in my finger or fingers, and it wasn't unpleasant or pleasant, but if I stay with it, it is stronger and stronger.
So,
and the mind is fully interested in, and I can't change the object. I tried to look for some other object.
Why?
And
you don't like?
It was.
you say you interest, and
it was stronger and stronger, and then? And
why
was,
you run away about this object?
After. Sometimes it was so strong that it's unpleasant.
Oh.
It's really strong and I can't see anything.
So then why you don't come to the mind? Resist the mind is react about this.
I tried to
watch the mind also?
Investigate my mind, but on the start there wasn't something
nothing.
Special.
There wasn't what? To go away.
Because it was very long experience,
or
long, many minutes, I don't know.
It's long time.
Long time.
So what?
No, so.
Long time, if you continue happening, we can wear this object, or use as an object, also gain another object.
It was stronger and bigger, and it's what not only one finger, and two fingers, it's what both hands, and so on. So it wasn't...
just sensation, right?
Yeah,
you think about as a sensation and think about as an object, then watch your
tried,
mind.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Then?
So it continues until the end of meditation and it was...
Now when disappear, this sensation?
After I finished meditation.
After sitting?
Sorry?
When this the sensation disappear?
When I finished my meditation.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when after
you
that,
don't know when did this disappear, right? You don't know when this sensation gone.
When I open my eyes and
then gone.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So it was
so nothing, right?
Nothing.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Okay. But by that time, you think it's something very strong, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
You were afraid.
Maybe that's why he wanted to run away. To another object, maybe he pick up he think. But unpleasant, so you don't want to look, want to watch. That's why you change another object, right?
Yeah.
Okay, whatever.